98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
5 o'clock hour, Burns and Gambo show live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios here on 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. Free agency in the NFL. We're still a couple of months away. March 16th, I believe, is the day. But the Arizona Cardinals, according to everything I've read and what I've come to understand, can re-sign any of their guys that they want up until free agency begins. I would imagine they're going to re-sign a couple of their guys and keep them from hitting free agency. The questions are which ones? Who doesn't see the light of day? Who doesn't get out there? Because every time you see Gambo, and we do it every single year this time of year, you see these free agency lists, all right? You see Devontae Adams is the number one wide receiver. Unless something disastrous happens in Green Bay in the next couple of weeks, Devontae Adams isn't going to see the light of day in free agency. He's never going to be out there, right? I mean, so these lists are what they are now. You know that by the time free agency actually opens, there are going to be a lot of names who aren't going to be on their list, because the teams are going to re-sign them and make sure they don't go anywhere. The question for us that we're going to try to solve in the next few minutes, who among the Cardinals free agents are the ones they hope don't see the light of day in free agency and never actually get there?
Well, where do you want to start?
Because
there's a bunch of different areas we can go.
I want to start, you know what? I want to start at the quarterback position.
Okay.
And it doesn't sound like a normal place to start, but Colt McCoy was awful valuable for this team this year. Let's start there.
High priority to bring him back. Price tag's going to go up. We're talking somewhere between $2 to $4 million for Colt McCoy. On the low end, two. On the high end, four. Which makes me think, you know, when I get numbers like that, that we're probably looking at three. But it is a high priority for the Cardinals to bring back Colt McCoy. They like him. They respect them. They don't want to lose them. And I believe that they are going to pay him good backup quarterback money.
I am not surprised by that. I think Colt McCoy showed his stripes very, very well, even in just the three games that he played in, because every team needs to know their backup is a guy who can come in and win a game or two or three from them if necessary, if their guy goes down. I think that there was a good chemistry with Colt on the staff, with Kyler, with Cliff, bunch of Texas guys, right? It kind of fit with what they're trying to do. And I do think that, and I know I skimmed Dan Bickley's column on ArizonaSports.com, the recent one, the most latest one he's got up there. And he made an interesting point about Colt McCoy, like, man, Colt should want to come back. And if he doesn't, that might be a little bit of a red flag for the situation with Cliff and Kyler, because that seems like a situation he would want to be a part of, and if he doesn't, maybe it says a little bit about how he feels about the situation. I don't know. That's reading way too much into it for me right now, but I think it's an interesting thing to bring up, because I do think he's a guy that should be an inexpensive top priority to bring up for the Cardinals, and if he doesn't come back, I'd be a little concerned about that.
Yeah, I would think you're looking at a two-year deal for around $3 million a year for them to keep Colt McCoy, and I do think they're going to be able to keep him.
Christian Kirk.
Very interesting. You know, does a team value Christian Kirk? If you're going to pay somebody $13 million a year, you know, that's good money. I mean, even if you gave a guy a four-year deal for $13 million, you're paying a guy $52 million. A lot of that's going to be guaranteed. I mean, does somebody really think that Christian Kirk is a number one wide receiver? That's low-end money for a number one guy. It's a lot higher for a number two guy, and it's extremely high for a number three guy. So where does that money fit in on Christian Kirk? I think the Cardinals want him back, but if he gets an offer that is a lot higher than, you know, what the Cardinals want to pay him, they will lose him. I do not think that they would be able to keep him if that number goes too high. So I'm thinking if that number is somewhere around $9 or $10 million, I think they can keep him. If it gets higher than that and gets to 12 or 13, I think it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to overpay for him. But at the same time, I think I might value Christian Kirk a little bit more than maybe others do, just because I think he's...
Well, I like him too. Me and you both like him.
I like him. The only reason I would advocate for him leaving is if somebody wants to pay him just a crap ton of money that he can't say no to. And I don't want the Cardinals to overpay to keep one of their guys. But I do think it would be important for this regime to give a guy that they've drafted a second contract, because if we're just calling it like it is, they don't do it very often. I mean, they don't draft well enough to justify giving guys their second contracts. It just hasn't gone on that much the last few years. And I do think Christian Kirk is a guy who's played well enough to get a second contract from the Cardinals, as long as it's reasonable and not a blatant overpay. And I'm just a little nervous that Christian Kirk is going to get an overpay somewhere from somebody. And that makes me nervous. They may end up regretting it.
They may. Look, a lot of the wide receiver is a danger in free agency. Wide receivers is very dangerous. So if you want to, a lot of teams make big mistakes in free agency on wide receivers. So you got to be extremely careful with that. Look, the Cardinals know him. They like him. I believe that they want to bring him back, but there's only so much money to go around. So I do think if that number's more reasonable, then I think he stays. And if it gets higher, then I think he goes.
Yeah, for what it's worth, Pro Football Focus suggested today on their website that they think the Bears should pursue Christian Kirk this offseason. They did a write-up where they picked a player and matched him with a team in free agency, and they thought that the Bears would be wise to pursue Christian Kirk. Also on that website, they had a master list of all the free agents ranked. They had Chandler Jones as the fourth best available free agent, regardless of position. They had Hassan Reddick as the 31st highest ranked free agent, regardless of position. I know you've been talking a lot about trying to bring Hassan Reddick back. I do wonder if there's a plan B for the Cardinals in case they're not able to do that, because I would imagine a guy like that would have a few suitors around the league.
Yeah, I think that they will let Chandler go. I think he's on the downside, and I think that they will look to bring back Hassan Reddick. And I think Hassan may actually be cheaper than Chandler, maybe. Even though he's younger and he has more upside, I think somebody may pay Chandler for what he did and not what he's going to do. But make no mistake about this, and you said this yesterday, you're 100% right. If you lose Chandler Jones, you need a pass rusher.
Oh, yeah, you need a pass rusher.
You got to get a pass rusher.
If it's not Hassan Reddick, it better be somebody, because you can't just fill that from within.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and say, okay, I lost my edge rusher, and now I'm going to go draft the guy number 23 overall, and he's going to be that guy. Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. That's harder. So I mean, you're 100% right that it is a position of need. It's a necessity. You've got to be able to put pressure on the quarterback and get tackles for losses. Chandler's not the guy. I don't think they want him back. Maybe he goes out there and finds out there's not a good market for him. But if the market's robust for Chandler Jones, there's no way he's coming back. They're not going to pay him. It was kind of like the Pat P thing. Like, if the market's going to pay you decent money, we're not bringing you back. If nobody wants you in the market, we'll consider it. And they would have. But if somebody wants to pay him, then I think he's gone. And I do think that they would prefer Hassan Reddick over Chandler Jones money they're going to spend.
A couple of quick ones, and we've got – we know James Conner and Chase Edmonds are a couple of biggies out there. But a couple of not as maybe the big names. Robert Alford, who played really well before he got hurt, and Justin Pugh are two guys that I know some people are wondering about whether either one of those guys will be back next year.
Let's start with Justin Pugh. Justin redid his deal last year and made it basically a one-year deal. He will be a free agent. The Cardinals want to re-sign him and bring him back. Now, there's a lot of debate on, the 2022 contract. It's a dummy year. It's not real. Maybe on paper, but it's not a real contract. There's no guarantee. Not 1 cent is guaranteed. So it's a dummy year that gets put in a lot of contracts, but they're not real. Teams do that. The expectations, the Cardinals knew that Justin Pugh was going to be a free agent. They're going to have to re-sign him. And Justin knows that dummy year in the contract's not real. He wants to come back. But I'm telling you right now, he's not interested in a big pay cut either. Okay. He's not interested. He gave them a great deal last year because of COVID. A great deal. He cut his salary in half to play for this organization. So he will absolutely look at the options in free agency if the Cardinals try to lowball him or try to get him on another sweetheart type deal. Then he's a really good pass blocker, and I think he will look at options in free agency, because again, that dummy year doesn't really count. So he could look at the options in free agency because he's going to be a free agent.
Cliff,
and the Cardinals want to sign him.
Cliff Notes version on Robert Alford, real quick.
He's a minimum guy, and this is where it's really interesting. He's a minimum guy, which means, you know, what do you got to lose? I mean, you like him. He's a good player. Nobody's going to pay him more than that because of the injury history. Do you take the chance and just bring him in at the minimum? They might do that. It's possible.
Text us your thoughts on the FanDuel text line. You can text us at 620-620 right now. When we come back, it's what is so well known around the National Football League, and it's just been reinforced by what happened this past weekend. It's a quarterback's world. Everyone else is just paying rent in the NFL. We'll talk about it next here on Burns and Gambo.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo.
It is a quarterback's world. Everyone else is just paying rent. Everybody knows this. Right?
Yeah, but sometimes you need facts that just back it up.
Sometimes you do, and sometimes you can lose yourself a little bit. I mean, what's the old saying? The simplest explanation tends to be the true explanation. And you look at a football game, and it doesn't always come down to who's got the best quarterback, whose quarterback is better than the other guy's quarterback.
Most of the time.
A lot of times it does.
A lot of
right?
times it does.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, Jeff Hostetler's going to win a Super Bowl, and Nick Foles is going to win a Super Bowl, and Trent Dilfer is going to win a Super Bowl, and there are other factors, you know, the defenses and the running game.
Sure.
Jim McMahon was not a good quarterback. The Bears won a Super Bowl. So you can win with a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes and goes on a run in the playoffs. You could do that. But year in and year out, the best quarterbacks are always right here, this week right here.
Typically.
With four teams left in each conference, you're going to look at those eight quarterbacks and you're going to say, first overall, MVP, leader in passing, leader in touchdowns, leader. Those guys are usually there. There are some fluke years, but and I'm not saying the start. I'm saying when you get right here, this point, four teams left in the AFC, four teams left in the NFC, eight quarterbacks, usually those guys, at least six or seven of them, are the best in the league.
There's a story in the Washington Post today that points out of the divisional round quarterbacks in 2022. Going by ESPN's total quarterback ranking QBR metric, you've got the number one, number two, number four, number five, number six, number eight, number 11, and number 13 quarterbacks in the NFL. In their words, quote, not a bum among them, close quote. Of the eight remaining quarterbacks in the NFL, five were taken among the first 10 picks of their drafts. Three were taken first overall. The remaining quarterbacks include the MVPs from 2017, 2018, 2020, and almost certainly the MVP from this season as well.
Yeah.
And while there are years where it doesn't work out this way,
that's the outlier.
That's the outlier, right?
Most of the time it does.
Yeah.
Like, look at last year. The conference finalists last year, Josh Allen, great quarterback. Mahomes, great quarterback. Brady and Rodgers. You know, go back another year. Mahomes, Tannehill, Rodgers, Garoppolo. I think that, like you know, a lot of people think Garoppolo's an outlier, and Tannehill's just a good quarterback with a – they got a good defense, they got a good running game. So he's one of those guys that we've talked about that, you know, if you've got a good defense, you got a good running game, and your guy doesn't make a lot of mistakes, you can win with him. Before that, Brady, Mahomes, Drew Brees, Jared Goff. Okay, but he also was the first pick in the 2016 draft, Jared Goff. He was the number one overall pick in the 2016 draft, but still Brady, Mahomes, Brees. So every year, you know, for the most part, you can look at it and see that there's a lot. And here's another thing I looked at. Of the dozen quarterbacks ranked 20th or lower in total QBR this season, and that's not a crazy analytical stat, right?
No, it's not. Everybody loves it, but it's not a crazy stat. No, it's not one that you would struggle to understand. No.
So, of the 12 quarterbacks that were ranked between 20 and 32, only Ben Roethlisberger advanced to the playoffs. Five of them: Bridgewater, Daniel Jones, David Mills, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, played for teams that fired their coaches during or after the season. Of the teams with quarterbacks ranked 17th or higher, so 1 through 17, only the Minnesota Vikings fired their coach. So not having a quarterback tends to get coaches fired.
Yeah.
And having a quarterback tends to have coaches keep their jobs.
Ultimately, the conclusion of all of this is to determine whether the Cardinals have that guy. And as bad as Monday night was, and as much as we came out of Monday night with questions that we never expected to have about Kyler Murray, that we never thought we would have about Kyler Murray, I still believe, and I'm pretty sure you agree, that as much as those questions are being asked now about Kyler, I still think the Cardinals have one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League. Maybe he's not as good in that stressful situation as I had thought he was going to be, or you thought, or he thought, or Cliff thought, but I still think at the end of the day, I'm only picking 12 quarterbacks that I'd rather have more than Kyler Murray. You know, that he's still in that kind of class. We obviously need to see more. We need to see growth. We need to see him not fade in the second half of these seasons. There's still lots of work to be done from Kyler Murray, and God forbid, I hope he doesn't think he's some kind of finished product, but he is not. But I think he's good enough to say the Cardinals have one of those guys that should allow them one of these days to be on this list, despite what happened on Monday night.
Yeah, I think he's... But I wish that I felt the way I did about Kyler when it was 7-0 and 10-2, or you know, even after, man, maybe even after they beat the Cowboys. Okay, they got it back. He played well in Texas. Like, but that, man, and I don't think, to me, it's not just the it's the last game too, right? That Seattle game, like, you're home. All you got to do is win, and then maybe the signs were there, because yeah, you said it so perfectly. Last week, even before the Rams game, even before the playoff game, when you said, when was the last time that we came in talking about Kyler Murray should be paid $40 million? And I had to think for a second, and I couldn't really remember. Yeah. And then you went back and we looked at it and we're like, man, it was, man, maybe the Cleveland. It was a long time ago. And you were 100%. I never thought about that. It was absolutely brilliant by you to bring that up. We had gone week after month, 2 months. Well, we never said, oh, Kyler's, oh, my God, he's so great. Look at that game. Oh, they got to pay him now. He's worth $40 million. It's been a while since we got there.
Yeah. I just hope, and I know Jay Feely tweeted something about this earlier in the week. You brought it up, and I saw the tweet. I took a screenshot of it, and I think Jay's absolutely right. I just hope Kyler has the self-realization to be able to understand that he's not a finished product, that there are still things he needs to get better at. I hope if he thinks he's good, he's done, he's a finished product, then he and the Cardinals are in trouble, because in deep trouble, because he's not. He's not a finished product. But there is everything you need for him to be on this. Everything you need for him to be playing on this weekend, either next year or the year. It's all there. It's all there. He just has to do more to pull out every single skill that he's got. And I don't know if he's done enough in that regard yet. I really don't.
Yeah, yeah. And next year's going to be such a big year. And listen, it's okay. I mean, the Suns, the way they felt about DeAndre Ayton. You know, hey, we really like him, but we don't want to give him the max. And I know the Cardinals would love to. You would love to give your quarterback $35, $40 million a year because you know you have the guy. But you got to be sure. If you're going to give somebody that much money, like, yeah, you can't make that mistake. You got to be sure.
The golf tournament hailed as the People's Open returns to the TPC Scottsdale as the Waste Management Phoenix Open tees off on February 7th and runs through February 13th. Head to the contest page at arizonasports.com right now for your chance to win tickets. Plus, one lucky winner will win greenskeeper passes. When the Suns lost the finals last year, many fans were wondering if the Suns should have done more to better prepare themselves for the moment. Almost a year later, we're asking ourselves the same question. The trade deadline's coming up in a few weeks. What are the Suns going to do about it? That's next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Open up the Arizona Sports app and listen live. Read breaking sports news. Get podcasts, check in with the local teams, and more. The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Love telling you about M-Drive. I've been taking it for years because, you know, for a lot of us, you know, we want to stay active. We want to look good. You want to be able to take your shirt off when you're at the beach, right? You want to be able to bench press your weight. You want to be able to just stay active and feel good about yourself and keep your heart healthy. You know, part of being active, I mean, it helps ward off Alzheimer's, and it helps keep your heart strong. It helps ward off heart disease. And, you know, I mean, any doctor will tell you, eat right and exercise. Well, sometimes when you get older, it becomes harder to exercise, and it becomes harder to lose those extra pounds, which is why I tell people about a daily supplement, all natural, that I've been using for many, many years. That's M-Drive. You could go to mdriveformen.com. and you'll see a product on there called DemDry Boost and Burn. It helps you boost your energy and burn fat. It's packed with clinically tested ingredients, helps you get active, lean, and burn fat. Now, I'm not saying you want to take this if you're 50 pounds overweight. I'm saying if you're one of those guys that just has little spare tire, 5 or 10 pounds that you want to lose, M-Dry Boost and Burn is a great, it burns fat. It's got great ingredients that helps you burn fat. Now, you got to eat right, and you got to walk and run and do some exercise, but it will help you lose those 5 or 10 pounds that many, many men just can't seem to lose. A lot of guys out there just want to lose a few. They don't want to lose 50. They just want to lose 5 or 10. So if you're looking for a great product, check it out, M-Dry Boost and Burn. Go to mdryformen.com.
The Investor Hub provides you, the home seller, with an easier and less stressful way to sell your home than the so-called traditional process. Hi, it's Vince Murata, and it's true. Since 2014, the Investor Hub has been helping home sellers in the Valley sell for cash. Sellers like Tim, who says this was the easiest way to sell our house. We highly recommend the Investor Hub and would not hesitate to use them again. Isn't that what you want as a home seller? If you're selling, contact the Investor Hub today at 602-833-HOME or online at theinvestorhub.com.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and up to a 10% bonus up front? That's right, up to 10% per year and an upfront bonus just for opening an account. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have money dying in the bank, an IRA or a 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. Do the math, and you'll guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the up to 10% bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. With an up to 10% bonus just for opening an account, it's not going to last long. Call Trajan Wealth today, 480-990-3300, 480-990-3300, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Hey, I'm here with Dean Wine from IBEW Local 640. So, you guys are in need of a little roster building, huh?
We are, Wolf. We have some really big, really cool work coming down the pike, and we'd like to hear from electricians with at least 3 years' experience.
Sounds like now is the time to join the best. If you want top wages and employer-paid benefits, go to jointheibew.com/Phoenix.
That's right. Go to jointheibew.com/Phoenix.
Ideal Home Loans helped us unlock the equity in our house. We refinanced with them a couple of months ago. Got those four magic words that everybody, every homeowner is looking to hear. Your loan has funded. And when we got those four words from Ideal Home Loans, we had the equity in our hands, and now we're using it. The demo teams are coming in on Monday, and we're going to start replacing the flooring. You see, here's the thing, and this is what we realized. We love our house. We love our neighborhood. We love where we live. We just want to make some things better about it. And one of the main reasons people call Ideal Home Loans is to take the equity in their house and use it for big renovations, renovation projects around the house, because they love their home. They love their neighborhood. They love everything about where they live. They just want to make some improvements. That's one of many, many reasons why you can call Ideal Home Loans. One of the others is to eradicate some of the debt that you've got, the high interest stuff, by tapping into your equity and saving yourself money every single day, every single month, every single year. You probably have a whole bunch of reasons why you'd like to call Ideal Home Loans, so call them. We've used them twice. We've been thrilled every single time. 602-899-7000. That's 602-899-7000. Or apply online at idealhomeloans.com. They're an equal opportunity lender at MLS 136756. Arizona license BK0937007. For terms and conditions, call 844-45-IDEAL.
I'm Eric Ruby with the latest from the Arizona Sports Desk, presented by MyGuy.com, Arizona's most trusted referral source. Tip-off just moments away as the Suns are in Dallas taking on the Mavericks, looking for their ninth consecutive victory against the franchise and their fifth in a row this season. You can still vote for NBA All-Stars, too, as well. Until Saturday, you can go hashtag play your name, hashtag NBA All-Star. Devin Booker currently sits behind Klay Thompson in the Western Conference guard rankings. I know we can make that a little bit better. And in the College World, Grand Canyon is taking on Stephen F. Austin right now. And the number 3-ranked Wildcats take on the Stanford Cardinal at 9 o'clock. The latest is brought to you by Arrowhead BMW. Looking to upgrade your vehicle? Shop over 400 new and pre-owned vehicles at Arrowhead BMW in Glendale. We have the perfect vehicle for every lifestyle and budget. Start shopping today at arrowheadbmw.com.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo.
Yep, game's about to start. You'll hear it on ESPN 620. It's when it tips off. We'll give you an update before we leave the air at 6 o'clock here on Burns and Gambo. But the Suns taking on the Mavs tonight in a nationally televised TNT game.
Let's go.
No DeAndre Ayton. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. So we'll keep you updated on that game and tell you all about it. In the meantime,
look for their two bigs to shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah, right.
Porzingis and Kleber. They're going to have their big shoot threes.
Yeah, and
with
I would
no DA in the lineup.
I imagine you're going to see a lot of Mikal Bridges on Luka Doncic. Go get him, big fella.
Yep.
Go get him. As for the Suns themselves, the trade deadline in the NBA is February 10th. I'm just going to tell you right now, there are going to be, when you're the Suns and you're the best record in the NBA and you're smack dab in the middle of your championship window this year, next year, you're in full-on, you better be in full-on go-for-it mode. You better not be thinking about salary concerns or worried about this or draft picks or anything like that. You got a chance to deliver something that you've been waiting 50-plus years to deliver, and I hope the Suns would do everything they can. I don't know if Eric Gordon is that guy specifically. He is certainly one potential guy that the Suns could target. I think there are going to be a lot of guys, a lot of names, Gambo. They're going to come up between now and February 10th of players the Suns will have to consider whether they want to look at, because this is clearly the year for them to sell off the farm and go for it, right? This is the year.
Yeah. I'm looking at Landry Shamet. He's averaging about 20 minutes a game. He's scoring about 7 points a game. I want to get to the playoffs. I need scoring. I need the dynamic scorer. But what Eric Gordon gives you, he'll be fine coming off the bench. He's a dynamic scorer on a second unit. He plays defense. There's a lot to like about him. He's a very good player. I think every contending team would be crazy not to have some interest in him, depending what the cost is going to be. But that's an area where I'm saying, okay, where can I upgrade? And I'm looking at Golden State when I'm thinking about this, and I think that that's an area. If I could get Eric Gordon, I could phase out Landry Shamet this year. I've got Landry on a contract for a few years. I can't phase him out forever, but I could phase him out a little bit this year, and I could transition into Eric Gordon replacing him as the backup shooting guard.
Yeah, I mean, and I can hear Suns fans saying, "Now, but wait, you gave Landry Shamet all that money." Yeah, you did, and you know what? For now, whoop-de-doo, because I know it's easy for me to say that because it's not my money and it's not my salary cap and it's not my luxury tax. I get all that. But again, opportunities like this, you could make an argument that they haven't had this good a chance to win an NBA championship since, what, halfway through the D'Antoni years, since the Robert Horry year, since the Michael Jordan-less NBA with Charles Barkley back in 94 and 95. And boy, I just want to make sure you give yourself every single opportunity to do it. I know there are some national reports, you know, kind of linking Eric Gordon to the Phoenix Suns. I don't know if the Suns have enough to make it happen. If the Rockets have multiple suitors, there might be teams who have a lot more to offer than Dario Saric, Jalen Smith, and a couple of future first-round picks. They might be able to get a lot more than that for Eric Gordon. If they do, God bless them, right?
I think you're right. I think that there is a bidding war between multiple teams. It's going to be hard for the Suns. I mean, what are you offering? I mean, Jalen Smith, his contract expires, you know, in 3 months. Dario Saric hasn't played all year. He's got 1 year left on his deal. First-round pick, it's going to be like the last pick in the first round. It's basically a second-round pick. There's nothing to get me excited, you know. I got to get something for Eric Gordon if I'm Houston. I'm not going anywhere. But I just don't know that the Suns have a whole lot to offer.
No, they don't. And you know, there's certain guys, you know, you start going down the roster and you just, there are guys that you, Cam Johnson, I ain't trained Cam Johnson for.
No, I mean, I can say, do you want Landry Shamet?
I don't know if that's enough to get done, especially with the salary that he's making right now. Campaign? Now, Campaign's an interesting one only because the last
good right now.
12 games or so, he's playing really well. He's distributing the ball well. He's shooting the ball very well. It feels like he's kind of turned a corner to a certain extent. And so there might have been a time where I'd say, you know, maybe campaign wasn't the guy. Maybe he was kind of a flash in the pan. That's a guy I want to keep an eye on the next couple of weeks, because if he stays this high level, I think he moves himself into untouchable reign. If he starts to slide a little bit back to the campaign we saw in October and November, then you maybe might be able to convince me that he's a guy who could be hit. I don't know who your backup point guard would be if you did such a thing, besides Elfrid Payton, but I don't know if I trust him enough in that situation.
Yeah.
But it's something to think about, because you have to kind of decide how deep down your depth chart you want to go before you find guys that you're willing to move to get somebody to help you.
Now, you know, James Jones and Monty Williams weren't a part of this, but if we went back 10 years ago, the Suns did sign Eric Gordon, and unfortunately was matched by the Hornets. They signed him to an offer sheet. They tried to get him 10 years ago. So he was, it was the New Orleans Hornets at that time, and they ended up matching an offer sheet of 4 years and $58 million. So the Suns, going back, but you go back to 2012, the Suns did try to get Eric Gordon once before.
Yeah, and he, look, he'd be a terrific addition. He's a very good player. It would be just the kind of guy that if you're in a best of seven against the Utah Jazz, you're in the best of seven against the Golden State Warriors, to be able to have a defender, a guy who can shoot like that, the way he does, the way he has this year, be a perfect addition. I suspect Houston would be able to get more than what the Suns would be willing to offer for such a player without cutting too deep into their depth chart. I would worry about that. But if he's available, and if, like we said yesterday, hey, it doesn't hurt to ask, right? Never hurts to pick up the phone and call and see, because that trade deadline's coming up on the February 10th, and you've got some time to figure that out. It does not hurt to ask to find out if you could make a deal there.
I said earlier, tongue in cheek, right? If I'm Robert Sarver, I'll give up the firstborn to get the championship.
I'll certainly.
I got three kids.
Yeah.
I got three. They're all kids. They're all boys. I'll give up the first one.
I might not offer up any of Robert's children. I certainly will offer up all of Robert's draft picks. They could trade. They could trade every first rounder for the next 5 years if they were able to do that. No, I'm being dead serious. To me, those have virtually no value at this point. You get this close to winning a championship, to having a team that's capable of it, I don't give a rip about the first round picks.
Who cares about a kid that's in high school right now? They're in high school, win a championship.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing is, I don't know that in all of sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, you'd be hard pressed to find 5 to 10 teams where a championship would mean more to that city and its fan base than the Suns and Phoenix and basketball here.
Oh, how tantalizingly close we came to it last July.
I don't know, but I'm saying, like, you could go, like, would it mean more to, and just, you know, find a team? Would it mean more to Cleveland to win a Super Bowl? Would it mean more to, like, there's a lot of teams that would be like, yeah, it would mean a lot to us too. But, man, the Suns have been around since 60.
Yeah.
It's in the 60s. Like, it would mean so much to this organization.
I see what
to
you're saying
win
now.
It.
Yeah, you're talking.
There's not many professional teams out there where a championship would mean more to their fan base and town than the Phoenix Suns.
That requires
thinking.
Right. You're absolutely
right. I'm right, but you'd have to think about
it. I'd have to think about other teams in other markets across all sports that have never won it to see what would compare. But my knee-jerk reaction is that you are 110% correct, that there are very few markets that has a team, regardless of sport, that winning it all would mean more to that market than it would for this market to see the Suns win it all.
Okay, the Cardinals. It would mean more for, the Cardinals.
It'd mean more for the Suns.
Tremendous drought for them, right?
Yeah, the Cardinals haven't won. I think it's the longest drought in professional football, I think, between championships.
1947, if I go by,
there was that graphic that they showed on Monday Night Football. I think you're right. I think it is that.
1947, yeah. But, the Sacramento Kings, come on, right? The Lions?
No, wouldn't mean as much.
Like, would that mean more? The Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah.
The Texas Rangers? I'm just going by, just thinking about teams. Like, I just, The Chargers.
Well, they've moved markets, so it might be. I don't know if they were still in San Diego, maybe. But
I'll give you one. The Bills.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That might be more.
Okay.
Or as much. Maybe not more as much. Certainly, there's an equality to that conversation that we'd have to have. That's a really good way of putting it, and that's why I want the Suns to go
Padres,
for it at all costs.
No.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, that'd be one of the top five.
Yeah.
That would mean the most.
For sure.
The Suns would be in the top five of meaning the most to a fan base in a city.
Tomorrow we know if Derrick Henry is ready to go for the divisional round. His coach will give him the thumbs up or thumbs down. How does that impact the AFC playoff picture? Who do we think moves one step closer to the Super Bowl? That's next. Burns and Gambo.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo.
All right, it's time for the what's on tonight, the games that we're going to watch this evening. We actually have a bunch to watch tonight.
We do.
The one that we're watching right now, it's already underway. And the Suns are beating the Dallas Mavericks by a score of 18-17 and picking up right where he left off. Devin Booker already has 10 points on 4 of 7 shooting.
There you go, Book. There you go.
Dang. He's not messing around. This is the not messing around version of Devin Booker that we're seeing. Dang.
Yeah, what did I say about the two bigs shooting three-pointers a few times today?
You said to expect a lot of three-pointers from the bigs for the Dallas Mavericks, and Kleber and Porzingis combined
seven.
Have taken 7 of them.
7.
They've made 2.
Game plan was for the bigs to shoot threes because there's no DA in a lineup to try and get the pick and roll with JaVale and Biombo. And they've got good, their guys are good shooters. Kleber and Porzingis are good shooters. So I said that the two bigs are going to take a lot of threes. They've got 7 three-pointers already, and there's 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Man, they've only made a couple so far. Luka Doncic has 6 points for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm recording this game because it started while we were on the air. Eric was telling me that he's watching it in there with the sound turned up, and he said it's got a playoff kind of feel to it a little bit, which
good.
Is fun, which is good. I nationally televised games against Western Conference rivals. I want to see a little playoff juice tonight. That'd be a lot of fun. So we'll be talking about this one tomorrow. It's not the only thing that's on tonight. We also have some college basketball on tonight. Grand Canyon is taking on, is it Stephen F. Austin or is it Stephen A. Austin, Eric? I lost track.
F.
Yeah, it's F.
Okay, I'm teasing.
I think
Gambo.
It's F.
No, it is F. It's just half the day he was calling it Stephen A. Austin, and somebody on Twitter is like, dude, will you tell your update guy it's Stephen F. Austin and not Stephen A. Austin? So I was just...
Oh.
You were thinking Stephen
just
A.
One of those
Smith,
moments.
Weren't you? You were combining Stephen A. Smith with Stephen F. Austin, and that's what you came up with, wasn't it?
It's all about the takes, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Who was the $6 million man? What was his name?
Steve Austin.
Steve Austin.
Steve Austin.
I
don't think there was an F or an A in the middle of it. And it was played by Lee Majors.
Know? Lee Majors.
Lee Majors.
I think he's still alive.
I think you're right. He was also the Fall Guy. And that,
I think.
Remember that
think
TV
Lee
show,
Majors
The Fall Guy?
Still alive. The Fall Guy. No, I don't know if I watched that.
Where he was the stuntman who solved crimes on the side.
Fall Guy.
Man,
if he will always be the $6 million man.
Seriously, if that doesn't sound like the plot line to an 80s TV show, I don't know what does. His day job, he's a stuntman. At night, he solves crime. Lee Majors in The Fall Guy.
Look, that guy was married to Farrah Fawcett, so give him all the credit in the world. That guy was married to Farrah Fawcett.
Gambo's first poster, ladies and gentlemen, Farrah Fawcett.
Everybody in my age group's first poster. Was that or Olivia Newton-John? tight black spandex pants.
Easy. Family audience, Gambo. Family audience.
I'm just saying, everybody who's my age. Okay, anybody who's 50, you didn't have a Farrah poster or Olivia poster? Come on. Everybody did.
I didn't have Farrah or Olivia. I'm trying to remember.
But you're
but I had a poster. Yeah, I'm younger. So I wasn't. Farrah was a little.
You had Cheryl Ladd. Heather Locklear.
I think I had Heather Locklear. I believe I had Heather Locklear. Yeah. And then also U of A basketball tonight, ranked 3rd in the country. They're taking on Stanford tonight. That's a late one. 9 o'clock tip
nine
time
o'clock.
on ESPNU. So that's what's on tonight. All right, we'll get more in-depth about this tomorrow, but we promised the folks a quick preview of the AFC playoff games this weekend. So let's deliver for a moment. The first game of the day on Saturday is Cincinnati taking on the Titans. Derrick Henry, we're going to get the thumbs up, thumbs down tomorrow from Mike Vrabel. We're all expecting a thumbs up at this point that Derrick Henry will play. So that makes that game really interesting. And then, of course, on Sunday night, you're talking about, by far, the on paper, the best playoff game of the weekend, and that's the Chiefs and the Bills. Everybody looking forward to that one.
Everybody. How could you not? The Bills played so great last week. Kansas City's defense is a little suspect, right? It's a little suspect. So you kind of go into that game thinking that, you know. And listen, Josh Allen, fantastic, terrific player. The one thing about Derrick Henry is, man, there were a couple of years ago, he had those. They went to the AFC Championship game, the Titans, and Derrick Henry had two of the most unbelievable games. If you remember that, rushing in the playoffs,
I do. Oh yeah, oh,
and
oh, yeah.
He just. I mean, I think they were like 200 yards, right around 200 yards each game, and he killed it. And that's the thing you think about. If he gets going like that, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, you're not. Like, it's hard to stop him. Like, one of the games was against the Patriots. So that's the thing I look at with that Titans game. How great can Derrick Henry be? Because if he can play at that level, where they're giving him the ball 30 times and he's rushing for 200 yards, it's gonna be hard to win that game. But Buffalo, Kansas City, man, I don't know that Buffalo could play any better than they did against New England last week. But if they play 70% of that, they got a good chance of winning.
Yeah, they're not going to duplicate an effort where you score on every single possession that you've got, a touchdown on every single possession you've got. But you're right, if they even play at 70% that capacity, they can beat Kansas City. And boy, what a moment. What a moment that would be for that city, that fan base, to be able to go to the AFC Championship game against either Cincinnati or Tennessee. I'm rooting for the Bills all the way. That's my team from here on out. I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl. See if it happens. We're going to have a lot more on this tomorrow. Big Red Rage is coming up next. Darren Urban is the special guest. We'll see you tomorrow straight up 2 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Have a great night, everyone.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.